ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു അഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികീ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text Number 16. Trastaha Asmi Aham Krupana Vatsala Dushaha Ugra Samsara Chakra Kadanat Grasatam പ്രണീതഃ ബദ്ധഃ സ്വകർമ്മഭിഃ ഉഷത്തമാ തേ അംഗ്രിമൂലം പ്രീതഃ അപവർഗശരണം ഹ്യവസേ കദാ നു ദ്രഷ്ടോസ്മ്യഹം കൃപണവത്സല ദുഹസ്സഹോഗ്ര. സംസാരചക്രകദനാത് ഗ്രശതാം പ്രണീതഃ ബദ്ധസ്വകർമ്മഭിരുഷത്തമതേ അംഗ്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം യവസേ കദാനു ത്രഷ്ടോസ്മ്യഹം കൃപണവത്സല ദുഹസ്സഹോഗ്ര. സംസാരചക്രകദനാത് ഗ്രശതാം പ്രണീതഃ ബദ്ധസ്വകർമ്മഭിരുഷത്തമതേ അംഗ്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം ഹ്യവസേ കദാനു ത്രഷ്ടോസ്മി കൃപണ അഹം കൃപണവത്സല ദുഹസ്സഹോഗ്ര. സംസാരചക്രകദനാത് ഗ്രശതാം പ്രണീതഃ ബദ്ധസ്വകർമ്മപുരുഷത്തമതേ അംഗ്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം ഹ്യവസേ കദാനു. ബോലോ. ഹ്യവസേ കദാനു ത്രഷ്ടോസ്മി അഹം കൃപണവത്സല ദുഹസ്സഹോഗ്ര. Trastaha, frightened. Asmi, am. Aham, I. Krupana Vatsala, O my Lord, who are so kind to the fallen souls, who have no spiritual knowledge. Dusaha, intolerable. Ugra, ferocious. Samsara Chakra of the cycle of birth and death. Kadanat, from such a miserable condition. Grasatam, among other conditioned souls, who devour one another. Pranitaha, being thrown. Baddaha, bound. Swakarma vihi, the course by the reactions of my own activities. Ushattama, O great insurmountable. Te, your. Angrimulam, to the soles of the lotus feet. Pritaha, being pleased with me. Apavarga sharanam, which are the shelter meant for liberation from this horrible condition of material existence. Yavase, you will call me. Kada, when? Nu, indeed. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into this association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? Purport. Being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into the association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerable so. One may ask why the living entity is put into this material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into conditioned life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Krupanavatsala because extremely kind to the conditioned souls, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamyaham. The Lord is extremely anxious to deliver the conditioned souls, and therefore He instructs all of us to return home back to Godhead. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanamraja. Thus Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord, by His kindness, would call him again to the shelter of His lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home back to Godhead, taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. Om ajnana timrandasya jnananjana salakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasudi gaur bhaktavinda. Hare krishna 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 hare 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 ra ram ra.
In the verse number 14th, Prahlad Maharaj was praying, Tadyacha manyus asurascha hatastvayadhyaya mode dasadurapi vrishchika sarpahatya.
So, my dear Lord, now you killed my father demon, Hiranyakashipu. Now you give up this anger, Manu. You know, please give up this anger. Because mode dasadurapi vrishchika sarpahatya. Even a saintly person is satisfied when a serpent or scorpion are killed. In this regard, when Srila Prabhupada visited Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was a snake in his ashram. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ordered his disciples to kill that snake. You know, then Srila Prabhupada, at the time he was a grahastha, he was thinking, how, you know, he is a saintly person, how he is ordering the killing of a other living entity. Like that he was thinking in his mind. So later on, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, understanding the mind of Srila Prabhupada, he quoted this verse. You know, Tadyacha manyus asurascha
హతస్త్వయాద్యయ మోదేత సాదురపి వృశ్చిక సర్పహత్య. ఏ సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో సాటిస్ఫైడ్ వెన్ ఏ డీమన్ ఈస్ కిల్డ్ లైక్ ఏ స్కార్పియన్ ఆర్ ఏ స్నేక్ ఆర్ కిల్డ్ లైక్ దాట్. సో శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యు నో దెన్ లోకాశ్చ నివృతమితాం ప్రతియంతి సర్వే రూపం నసింహ విభాయ జనా స్మరంతి. సో మై డియర్ లార్డ్, వెన్ ఎవర్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ట్రబుల్ దే విల్ యునో రిమెంబర్ యువర్ ఫామ్. సో ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ప్రెడిక్టెడ్ రైట్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్, సో వెన్ ఎవర్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ట్రబుల్ వి షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ లార్డ్ నృసింహదేవ్ రైట్. సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్, యాక్సిడెంట్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఆర్ vehicle is losing the brake or something is hitting you or somebody is attacking you, immediately what you should do? Jai Nrisimhadev, right? So Srila Prabhupada said one of our devotees, she was attacked by some black negro devotees, then immediately she chanted Nrisimhadev, then she was saved, right? Once Bhakti Vikas Maharaj wrote in his book that they were traveling Sankirtan bus party, and the bus was going down the hill, and brakes failed, and it is certain that the vehicle will go down, and then all the devotees will die. Then all the devotees, they started chanting Jai Nrisimha, Sri Nrisimha, then immediately the bus stopped. Right? So like that. So Srila Prabhupada, when this temple is being built, they had to face a lot of trouble from Mr. Nair. Then there were so many enemies nearby. Mr. Matre karke MLA, that time corporator. Then Rane karke aage samne wale. Right? There are many people who are troubling. So especially this Mr. Nair, he was such a big demon. So Shrutakirti Prabhu, he was massaging Srila Prabhupada in New Zealand. That time, nowadays we have cell phone, everybody having. But that time, Prabhupada would never allow anybody to call, to make international calls. It's very expensive. Prabhupada would say, if you are making phone calls, means you are inefficient manager. Prabhupada would say. Everything is done through correspondence at the time. But that time, this is a very special occasion. Mr. Nair was killed. Then Giriraj Maharaj called, Srila Prabhupada, Mr. Nair is dead. Then Srila Prabhupada said, Jai, Jai, Hare Krishna, Jai, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada is very happy. Shatakirti Prabhu asked Prabhupada, what happened? Mr. Nair is dead. So Shatakirti Prabhu also got a doubt. How come, Prabhupada is celebrating somebody else's death so much? Right? So then Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse. Tadyachya manyus hasurascha hatastvayadhyaya modeta sadharupivishchika sarpahatya. Prabhupada said, this guy, he is troubling devotees too much. I pray to Lord Nrisimha Dev to kill him. Then Shatakirti Prabhu asked, did Krishna kill him? Oh, he is not such a big demon that Krishna has to kill him. Krishna arranged. Said, last time when I saw him, he was a very hatta-katta healthy man. But when he came to meet me, he was limping. That time only I thought he is going to die very soon. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse many times. Like that. So we should remember Lord Nrisimhadev. Even Chankaji, he was narrating to Lord Nrisimhadev when there was a meeting. He said, when I broke the mridanga, that day I came, I saw one very ferocious lion came in my dream. And then he sat on my chest. And he is half of his body, and then face is like a ferocious lion. And he is having very sharp nails. Then he hit me with his nails on my chest. and warned me that any time, next time you break the mridanga, I will tear apart your heart also, just like you tore apart the mridanga. You know? Like that. So, not only next time you disturb my Harinam chanting, Hare Krishna chanting, not only you, your family, and all the Muslims I will kill. You know, I will kill all the Muslims. Like that. So, he was telling to Lord Ishangdev, I am very frightened. That is why I told the boy, because he has ordered people, you know, to stop chanting Hare Krishna. Then, so one Mlecha came, one Yavana came and reported that when I stopped the chanting, you know, flames started appearing in my body. I became very frightened. So we see all kinds of nightmares like that. So there is one book, Salted Bread. So that Russian devotee, he was writing in that book that there were some, what do you call, some special dogs, you know. Very ferocious dogs. So they were having those dogs in Russia, in Siberia prison. And these devotees, they were actually, they will do mock aarti every day. Complete Mangala aarti, chanting, Guru Puja, Bhagatam class, Narsingha aarti. You know, they imagine that there is a picture of Lord Radharas Vihari and Narsingha Dev, and they do aarti. You know, they ring the bell like this. Because everything was taken away, even the bead bags were taken away. And they were given bread. So what they would do, bread and salt only they would give. They would dry these bread pieces and make them into beads. And they chant on that beads. That's why it's called, that book is called Salted Bread. So, these dogs are more ferocious than these German Shepherd dogs. Right? So these dogs were released on them because they thought, you know, they are disturbing the other prisoners and all by chanting and doing aarti and all. So very ferocious dogs, then they were made to attack. You know? They made to attack. And the jailer was such a big demon. He was so much full of hatred for the devotees. You know, then one day the dogs came to attack the devotees, and the devotees started chanting loudly, Namaste Narasinghaya Praladalada Daine, like that. You know, when they started chanting Narsingha prayers very loudly and praying to the Lord Narsingha Dev, and the dogs came to attack, and as soon as they came in front of the devotees, they just became like a lamb. And the jail guards were very, they were shocked. You know, they were shocked. So later on, the following weekend, the jailer and all his relatives, where they were traveling in some car, they were going on a resort, holiday. The vehicle fell into the ditch and all of them have died. You know, all of them have died. So like that, we should always remember, Lord Narsingha Dev is not only the protector of the devotees, but bhakti vinash, vigna vinash. You know, whatever obstacles that come on our way, on our path of devotional service, the Lord Narsingha Dev will destroy. That is why Srila Prabhupada recommended every day in the morning and night we should pray to the Lord Narsingha Dev. Right? And then we should by heart these prayers, and every day or very often we should offer prayers to Lord Narsingha Dev. Lord Narsingha Dev will definitely protect us and our devotional service. Right? So, but Prahlad Maharaj, he is saying that, my dear Lord, I am not afraid of your fire's mouth and nails and all that. But I am afraid, Trashtosmi aham krupanavastala duhasahugra samsara chakra kadanat grashatam pranitaha. I am not afraid of your ferocious form, but I am afraid of this material existence. These two things are there. One is samsara chakra kadanat grashatam pranitaha. So this samsara chakra means birth, death, old age and disease. You know, these four, right? Body means, you know, this acronym, you know. Body means B for birth, O for old age, D for disease, and Y for Yamadutas. Body means birth, old age, disease and Yamaduta. Yamaduta means death. Right? This is the reality. So in the later verse, Naivadvije Paraduratyaya Vaitaranyas Tvadvirya Gayana Mahima Amrita Magna Chitta. That time Prahlad Maharaj was saying, I am not afraid of your material because I am absorbed. Tvadvirya Gayana Mahima Amrita Magna Chitta. I am absorbed in your narrating your pastimes. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that more dangerous than this material existence, ordinary birth, death, old age and disease, is taking birth in the family of demons, which actually provokes us to forget the lotus feet of Krishna completely. So that is more dangerous, taking birth in a demoniac family, than taking birth in ordinary families. Right? So, is it because, Lord Ishangdev may ask, is it because of me? Did I put you in these demoniac families? Pradhamara says no. Baddha svakarmibir usattamate angri moolam. Because of my own karma. Right? In Narasimha Purana or some Varaha Purana, it is mentioned that previously Prahlad Maharaj he had a girlfriend in his last life. Both of them went for a picnic into the forest. Right? And there, you know, they fought with each other. Right? They fought with each other. And they did not eat anything. And then the whole day it was passed like that. And then they were fasting. And they did not want to come back. So there was some old place was there, building was there. So they cleaned that place and they sat on, they slept in that place. So, ittefaqse, by coincidence, that day it was Narasimha Chaturdasi. And that old building was a old Narasimha Dev temple. And they fasted because they fought with each other. Right? And because they slept in that temple, that is why. And because he was indulging in illicit sex, he had to take birth as in a demon's family. And because he fasted and then he slept, he cleaned the Narasimha Dev temple on Narasimha Chaturdasi and took rest there in the temple, he became a devotee. Right? He became a devotee. Then somebody may ask, this Hiranyakashipu, he was such a big demon, how he got Prahlad Maharaj such a great devotee as a son? This Hiranyakashipu was doing big tapasya and then everybody was disturbed. And then they sent in apsaras and this, that, nothing. Then they sent Narada Muni. He said, somehow or other he disturbed his tapasya. Right? So what he doesn't like? He doesn't like the name of Vishnu. Right? He doesn't like the name of Vishnu. And Narada Muni went and he started doing Hare Krishna Kirtan there. Right? In front of Hiranyakashipu. So all these apsaras dancing and all did not disturb him. But this Hare Krishna, loud chanting of Hare Krishna disturbed him greatly. Right? Then he got up. Which rascal is chanting Hare Krishna in front of me? Right? Then he saw Narada Muni, he started chasing him. Like that, he came. So then he came to the city, because Narada Muni also came to the city. Then he came. You know, then he entered the palace. Then Maharani Kayadu asked, how come you broke your tapasya? So what to do? Somebody was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he was like that. So that time they combined. That is why before combining, he chanted Hare Krishna. That is why Prahlad Maharaj took birth. A great devotee of the Lord. So these are all, karma related. That is why. So Prahlad Maharaj is not blaming the Lord. Oh, because of you I have taken birth in this demoniac family. It's all because of my own karma. Right? Apavarga, Pavarga, how many of you know? Pavarga, Pavarga means Pavarga means? Papa, Papa, Baba, Ma. Right? Prabhupada many times explained. Apavarga means, opposite to that. So, Papa, Pa means Parishram. Fa means Fena, Right? Papa. Ba means Vyartha. Right? Bha means Bhaya. Ma means Mrityu. Right? Pavarga. You remember? Pa means Parishram. So Prabhupada said, when these guys, they work hard. They work very hard in the factories and all. Then they become very tired and the foam comes from their mouth. Just like these donkeys and horses when they work hard. Once, one king and the queen, they were going to the forest for hunting and all. He called the royal weatherman, meteorologist. Then he asked, what is the forecast for next few days? The meteorologist, they gave confirmation, my dear king, there is no rain and all, weather is very clear, you can go ahead, no problem. So they went to the forest. When they were going on the way, they met one dobi, riding on a donkey. That dobi told, my dear king, Raja Sahab, better you go back. The rain is very imminent. It is going to rain very heavily. You will have a lot of difficulty. The king said, the weatherman is there, I employed him, I give him very nice wages, very high wages, and I employed him. He told that there is not going to be any rain, it's okay, I'm going ahead. After 1 or 2 hours, it started raining very heavily. And both king and the queen, they completely got soaked. What happened? Then the king became very angry, and then he came back. And then he told, you fire that weatherman. He gave a wrong prediction. Then he called that dobi, I am going to employ you. That dobi told, my dear king, I don't know anything about prediction of the rains and all. This donkey of mine, whenever his ears droop, I know that it is going to rain. Then he removed that weatherman. And then he employed this donkey. Since then, all these donkeys are, employed in very high governmental positions. They spend 15 lakhs, 20 lakh rupees to study MBA. To become what? They study 20 hours, 15 hours every day for 3 years, 4 years like that to become IAS collector. You know that? One of my friends, he spent lakhs of rupees staying in the Delhi. Rao's Academy or somewhere, he was taking coaching. For 3 years he worked hard. studying every day 15 hours. Still he could not get admission. He was not qualified. But some people get qualified. Right? Then what do they do? Servant of Lalu Prasad Yadav. Right? Panchmi pass. Right? What stupidity, you know? This whole civilization is like that. Right? Prabhupada, when he was in India, he was going to rich people and said, give me your sons, I will make them brahmanas. No, no, Swamiji, what is the use of becoming brahmanas? You know, they will study MBA, they will go abroad. So, studying MBA or studying IAS, that means you are becoming a donkey. Sher 20 ghanta sota hai. Mehnat hi safalata ka punji hai. To gada jungle ka raja ban sakta hai. Right? Aisa kuch. Right? Aisa. Oh, people are working very hard in the factories and all. So they simply, some people are mentally tired. Some people are very physically tired. But they are simply suffering, you know. Right? Aisa Hindi mein bolte hai ki aaram chhod ke aaram kamane ke liye kaam karta hoon. Right? जवानी का लालच दिखा के यू नो बचपना को हर लिया और अमीरी की लालच दिखा के जवानी को हर लिया अभी मैं दिन भर काम करता हूँ थका होके हरा थका आता हूँ घर पे यू नो मैं सोचता हूँ यू नो जीने के लिए काम कर रहा हूँ या काम करने के लिए जी रहा हूँ. Right? बड़े बड़े साइंटिस्ट लोग बहुत रिसर्च कर रहे हैं और ढूंढ रहे हैं कि मंगल में जीवन है कि नहीं, लेकिन ये ढूंढना भूल गया जीवन में मंगल है कि नहीं. Right? ये गजब दुनिया. राइट? मोमबत्ती जला के मुर्दाओं को याद करते हैं और मोमबत्ती बुझा के जन्मदिन मनाते हैं. राइट? सो this world, so everybody is working hard, and then Prabhupada is saying, you know, Svavidvaraho Sarkarai Samstutaha Purushaha Pashuhu. These four kinds of animals, like that. So everything becomes a wasted. You know, everything becomes wasted. So that is why Prabhupada is saying that we should take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Right? Kulashekar Alvar's Mukundamala Stotra, Maharaj Kulashekar, he prays that Mukundamudna Pranipatya Yache Bhavantamiyantame Kantamartam Avismutisvat Charanaravindayor Bhave Bhave Mestu Bhavat Prasadat. My dear Lord, Mukunda Mudna Pranipatya Yachi. My dear Lord, Mukunda means one who gives liberation. So, Mukunda Mudna Pranipatya Yachi. My dear Lord, Mukunda, you know, I am keeping my head at your lotus feet. Mukunda Mudna. Right? Pranipatya Yachi. You know, I am asking one benediction. Bhavantam iyantam ekantam artham. I am approaching you in personally, privately, and keeping my head at your lotus feet. And avismriti svat charanarvindayor bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. Avismriti svat charanarvindayor. Let me remember your lotus feet all the time, again and again. Avismriti, without any break, without any cessation. Bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. Means, even if I have to take birth again and again, no problem. But give me this one benediction. What is that benediction? Remember your lotus feet all the time. You know? So Prabhupada explains, in first 5-6 verses, Prabhupada wrote commentary, and beautiful commentary he wrote, Mukundamala Stotra. So Prabhupada writes that this world looks very attractive. But actually, this world is full of samsara. It is called samsara. Means birth, death, old age and disease. Please note down this. Prabhupada says, advancement of knowledge means to understand the naked truth of this material world. Right? All the scientific discoveries and all, they just, it may look like, you know, all these laptops and mobile phones and all, they look very beautiful, right? But actually, it's a naked truth. The naked truth is birth, death, old age and disease, you know, and tapatraya, threefold miseries of life, right? Tapatraya. So Prabhupada writes further that this world is like a imitation peacock. Imitation peacock. It may look beautiful, but it is not real peacock. So many foolish people, they are chasing after this imitation peacock. Yeah? Imitation peacock. But they are foolish because it is only imitation peacock. It is not real peacock. Right? But some people, they are fed up with this imitation peacock and they deny the existence of the peacock. So both are foolish purposes. These materialistic people who are chasing these illusory pleasures, they are actually chasing the illusory peacock, imitation peacock. But those people who deny that there is no imitation peacock, they are actually mayavadis, impersonalists. Right? You know, once one crow is thinking, you know, I am very black and nobody is attracted to me because I am having only one color, you know, this black color, right? So then he went to he saw the swan, said, oh, I am, you know, what is this? He went into the swan and said, you are so beautiful, you know, you are so white, right? The swan said, see, this parrot is more beautiful than me. It has got two colors. Parrot is two colors. Right? Then he went to parrot and said, you are very fortunate. You are very beautiful. Yeah, you must be a very happy person. The parrot said, see, peacock, I have only two colors. But peacock has multi colors. That is why he is kept in the zoo. You know? And all the people, they come and see him. And the crow went to the peacock and went and told him, you are very very fortunate, you are very beautiful. You know, so many people come to see you. Just see, say, I may be beautiful, but they, you know, jailed me in this zoo and so many people come to see me. But I am thinking you are very fortunate. You see all the animals, you are the only one who is not kept in the zoo. So be fortunate. Enjoy yourself, you know, be free. Like that. Prabhupada writes further that all the scientific advancement and inventions and all that. You know, they make you forget the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, lotus feet of Krishna. But however hard they may try, but they cannot kill the divine consciousness of the soul. Then Prabhupada writes very nice point that because they have forgotten Krishna, their attention is diverted to loving the machines, loving the cars, loving the women, all this stuff. But actually, the love of Krishna only is perverted in this love for all these kind of things. But when a pure devotee of the Lord comes and tells them that their last relationship, you know, how they've forgotten their eternal relationship with Krishna, you know, then it will be revived again. But nobody can kill the divine consciousness or eternality or eternal nature of the soul of serving Krishna. Nobody can kill that. That is why Kulashaka Maharaj Alvar, he was praying, you know, that my dear Lord, you know, Mukunda Murna Pranipati Ache, you know, Bhavantam Iyantam Ekantam Artam Avismritishtva Charnar Vindayor, you know, Bhave Bhave Mestu Bhavat Prasadat, you know. Bhavantam evan charam nirantaram prashant nisesha manorathantaram tadaham aikantika nityakinkara praharishishyami sanat jivitam. You know, so this is the verse by Yamunacharya, Sri Yamunacharya. So Sri Yamunacharya is also praying that bhavantam evan charam nirantaram prashant nisesha manorathantaram. My dear Lord, when will I become your servant? You know, when will I become your servant? Bhavantam, when I become your servant, prashant nisesha manorathantara, all my material desires will be fulfilled. They will be finished. And my mind will be peaceful. Prashant nisesha manorathantara. I will be free from all these mental speculations. You know? Then kadaham aikantika nityakinkara, when will I be situated as your eternal servant? No? Praharishyami sanata jivitam, when will I loudly proclaim myself that I am your eternal servant? Sanata jivitam. No, sanata and anatha. Right? Somebody may be a Birla, Ambani or a Tata, but if he is not a devotee of Krishna, then he is a anatha. Somebody may be a rickshaw puller, but if he is a devotee of Krishna, he is a sanatha. Right? Yeah. We used to hear that a mosquito in Mayapur is more fortunate than Bill Clinton. Right? Right? They would say, oh, you simply go to Mayapur and sleep. You are more fortunate than Bill Clinton. They used to preach to us 91-92, like that. So it is that is why Prabhupada said, you become great by, last time I told, you become great by serving the great. Right? So who is greater than Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Right? Yatpada samshuta suta munayaha prashamayanaha sadhya punati upasrishta svardhini apo anusevayam naha. So Suta Goswami says in first kind of Bhagavatam that how to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? We will go to the altar and catch him? We will catch him? No. Right? Yatpada samshuta suta. Take shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotee. My dear, right? Yatpada Samshruta Sutta. Munayaha Prashamayanaha.
Even the great sages also, previously, they have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotees. Why we should take shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotees?
Sadhyah Punanti Upasrishta. Because if you take shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, immediately you will become purified.
Immediately you will become purified.
Then what happened? But Svarduni Apo Anusevayam Naha. But by taking bath in Ganges repeatedly only, you will become purified. By taking bath in Ganga repeatedly, you will become purified. But if you take shelter of a pure devotee, Lord, Svadhyaha means immediately you will become purified. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means taking shelter of the lotus feet of pure devotee of the Lord. Because the pure devotees of the Lord are always at the lotus feet of Krishna, that is why they are called Prabhupada.
You know this?
Huh? Why we are called Prabhupada?
Huh?
Because Prabhupada defined in first canto Bhagavatam, first chapter. Like that. Right?
Apanna Sanskriti Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan.
Tatasadhya Vimucheta Yad Bibheti Swayam Bhayam.
He say that Shaunakadi Rishis were saying, Apanna Sanskriti Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan.
Even if somebody is in a very, very great, great danger.
Great danger.
Yannama Vivasho Grinan. Out of helplessness, if somebody takes the name of Krishna, hey Krishna,
ennama vimusha grinan,
tata sadhya vimucheta,
you know, they will immediately become delivered, liberated.
Why? Yad bibeti swayam bhayam. Even the personified bhaya becomes, he is afraid of Krishna.
No? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the controller of Mahakala also. Such a personality invested all his potencies in his name.
Even great demons like Hiranyakashipu, Ravanasur and all, they were also afraid of this Mahakala.
You know, because Mahakala destroyed them. But the devotees, ordinary devotees of Krishna, who simply chant the names of the Lord repeatedly, they become free from all the fears.
That is why we should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord by taking shelter of the Krishna's lotus feet. Right?
So how to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna?
So Prabhupada quotes that Krishna's lotus feet, they are like umbrella.
You know? So when there is rain, when there is too much heat, if you just go like that, you will become disturbed. But if you take an umbrella, you are protected from the heat and the rain.
In the same way, this heat of this material existence, consisting of birth, death, old age and disease, burn you. But if you take the umbrella of the lotus feet of Krishna, then you will be relieved from the heat of material existence.
That is why Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Pritopa Varga Sharanam Yavase Kadanu.
When will you call me to be your servant?
When can I take shelter of your lotus feet?
Right? Like that.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Itite Jnanam Akhyatam Guhyat Guhyataram Maya Vimrushyaitat Aseshena Yata Ichyasi Tathakuru.
My dear Arjuna, I have given you all this confidential knowledge to you.
Guhyat Guhyataram Maya.
Confidential, more confidential and most confidential.
Right?
I gave you all this knowledge.
Vimrushyaitad aseshena.
You thoroughly deliberate on what I spoke.
On what I spoke.
Yatha ichyasi tatha kuru.
You decide what you want to do.
You decide what you want to do. right? So its commentary is given that you read the first six chapters, understand, because that is jnana and all I gave, karma and all I gave, and middle six chapters I gave bhakti, and last six chapters I gave jnana. So Vishnachandra Thakur comments that in the next verse Krishna says he gave, and then he said, you decide you want to understand karma, and you want to do nishkam karma, or understand this Ishwar bhakti and tattva, and do this war on my behalf and dedicate the results to Ishwara, and slowly make more progress. You decide. But Krishna was not satisfied still. Then he says that sarva guhyatam bhuyaha shunume paramam vachaha ishtosime drudamiti vakshamite hitam. So Krishna is not fully satisfied, giving this knowledge. And then he said, my dear Arjuna, sarva guhyataram bhuyaha, whatever I spoke now so far, more and most confidential than that knowledge I am going to give you. Sarva guhyataram bhuyaha shunume paramam vachaha is just here. Why I am giving you? Ishtosime drudamiti. Because you are very dear to me. Vakshamite hitam. I am going to tell you for your own benefit. So Vishnachandra Thakur comments that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is like a treasure chest. And very, very invaluable gem is there. So that has to be protected. That is why the lower portion consisting of gold, that is Karma Shataka, consisting of the first six chapters, he is covering the lower portion. The upper portion of the last six chapters, he is covering, consisting of, made of some jewels and diamonds and all. That is Jnana Sataka. But in between six chapters, in between six chapters, that is called Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti. That is invaluable jewel. Hira. So that is protected by these two sandwich like that. Right? So these two verses I am going to speak, my dear Arjuna. 65 and 66. They are like medicines of bhakti. Manmana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijani priyosime sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshishyami mashichaha. So Krishna is saying, so this verse manmana bhav madbhakta, right, is the essence of all Vedic literature. And in this verse sarvadharman parityajya, how to execute this verse manmana bhav madbhakta, that is the verse sarvadharman parityajya. But the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita is that is why two times Krishna spoke, right? One more verse Krishna spoke twice, you know that? That is one more verse. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharma Swanushtityat. This verse is spoken in 3rd chapter and also again 18th chapter. So these two verses are spoken twice in Bhagavad Gita. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha and Manmana Bhav Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskur. Manmana means, Krishna is saying in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, all these gopis and all, their minds are completely dedicated to me. and they have given up their household life, their dharmas, everything they gave up and completely surrendered to me. And they were keeping their life airs, even though they are suffering so much, because I told them that I will come back again. Just they are maintaining their life airs just for me. Like that. So this is the highest stage of Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. You know, Manmana. You know, always be absorbed in Krishna's lotus feet. That is why all the devotees, they are again and again praying to the Lord, let my mind be absorbed in your lotus feet. That was the only desire. Right? Once one gopi, one sadhana siddha, you know, she left her body and then she took birth as a gopi. She entered Nandgaon as the one of the wives of the gopas. Right? So she heard, she entered the Nandgaon, and then she heard about Shyam Sundara, how he is very beautiful and how he is playing flute and all that stuff. And then she was thinking, that is called Purvaraga. Purvaraga means before she actually met Krishna, you know, she heard about Krishna, she was thinking like that. Her mother-in-law strictly warned, don't go out during morning time and during evening time. Right? So she asked, what happens if I go out? So there is one black snake, he will bite you. Then you lose your consciousness and all your material life will be disturbed. Like that. But she already heard about it. Like there is one verse, you know, Gocharan Leela. There are two types. When Krishna is going for, you know, taking care of the cows, and in the evening, when they are coming back, Krishna is coming back. You know, it is a great leela. Every day it happens. Even now in Golok Vrindavan or Bhauma Vrindavan, it happens. Right? It's just like in factory, you know, it rings the bell. Then, all the workers, they come. Like that. Then immediately Krishna is playing the flute. Eh? He is calling all the cows and everybody. But he is actually calling the gopis also. Right? So Krishna is a magician. When he plays the flute, he calls out all the gopis by their names. All the cows by their names. Then that daughter-in-law asked, then how your daughters are going? Then she said, I am your mother-in-law. How you are dare you talk, you know, talk back to me? You can't go. If you go, that black snake will bite you. Right? So when Krishna plays the flute, and then all the cows and all, they assemble. You know, that is one pastime. Because in the morning time, they put water and all that, no? So when the cows go, there is no raising of the dust. But when the Krishna comes back, you know, all the gopis, when they see, the dust is raised and the Krishna is not seen. Because so many lakhs of cows are coming back and they were running and they raised the dust. And the entire Vrindavan is covered with the dust. But that is the indication of Krishna is coming back. Right? Gopis see Krishna when they see, you know, dust is raised. So when they play, when they hear the flute sound of Krishna, they all assemble. Some gopis, they assemble on the terraces. Some gopis they assemble at the windows. Some gopis they assemble behind the bushes. You know, behind the bushes. And they all see, you know, they see Krishna during that time, that glimpse. You know, it keeps them alive throughout the day. That one glance at Krishna's lotus face. And Krishna also glances at them. And this lady, first time entered Nandgaon, so she was also waiting that day behind the bushes without the knowledge of her mother-in-law. So Krishna observed Krishna because he is Antaryami, he knows. So he was going, then lovers usually they don't look straight, right? They only give sidelong glances, right? So Krishna gave a sidelong glance Then he saw one gopi hiding behind. Then he saw, oh, first the girl, who is the new girl on the block, you know, they say. Right? Then what he did, he took one cough. Then he twisted her ears. Then the cough ran. And that is, he Krishna trained, you know. So, he immediately ran towards the new gopi. Right? So, Krishna, in the excuse of fetching that cough back, he ran towards that bush. And then that already that girl is first time looking at Shyamasundara, then she was struck. He took the flute and then he tapped on her chin like this. Then he gave her a glance and then came back. So she lost her external consciousness. For the first time she saw Krishna, and that also Krishna touched her with his flute. Then she remained just like that. Like a painting on the wall. You know, there you say, you heard this? Painting on the wall, like this. Her mother-in-law was searching, where is this girl? Because she didn't come back for a long time. Right? Then he came, she saw, searching for her. Then she found this gopi, you know, standing. Right? Like a painting on the wall. I told you, I warned you not to come. Now that black snake has bitten you. You are finished. Then somehow she dragged her. Then she came to a little bit of consciousness. Then said, aisa bite ke todi, you know, chalega ghar. Kaam karna padta hai. Abhi, you mantan karo, dahi ka mantan karo. You know, you churn the dahi. So she gave her dahi, but she is not in external consciousness. She took some mustard seeds. She put them in the grinder and then she started doing mantan. So sometimes she was doing mantan and then should become stop like this. Sometimes it is making sound, sometimes it is silent. So, Are Baba, what happened to you? I told you to churn the dahi. You are churning mustard seeds. You are creating that nuisance. You know, if you churn the mustard seeds, it makes so much, you know, disturbing noise, right? They said, okay, you leave it. You go and bring water from the well. You know, go and bring the water from the well. Then she gave her some baby. Said, you carry. And then these girls, you know, in village, they are so expert, you know. On one pot and another pot, you know, they carry. They are very experts. And she went. So in one hand, baby, and another hand, pots. So Rassi Nikala. So instead of tying it around the pot, she was tying it around the baby. So all the other gopis, they said, what happened? Some gopis, they understood, black snake bit him. You know, Shyamasundara. Well, they, some gopis are commenting, I think usko bhoot pakad liya tha. You know, bhoot pakad liya usko. But some gopis say, no, bhoot nahi pakda, Krishna ne pakad liya. Krishna graha, grihita atma. So that is called manmana bhav, manmana. Eh? That is called manmana. Then Krishna says, either you follow all these four or either of them. Krishna Chatakur says that. So if you cannot do this, that is, if you cannot remain on that stage of complete remembrance of Krishna, manmana, then you become bhava madbhakta, become my devotee. So bhava madbhakta means shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam, sakhyam atmanivedanam. Or, you know, what is that? Ambarish Maharaj. Savai mana Krishna pada arvindayo. Right? So that is the becoming a devotee. So becoming a devotee, we all can do that. You know, Bilvamangal Thakur is the example of this second stage, Bhavamad Bhakta. All of you know the story of Bilvamangal Thakur. So in the end, when that Chintamani told Bilvamangal Thakur that instead of this kind of attachment, if you have for Krishna instead of to me, how beneficial it will be to you. Then immediately that one sentence changed his life. Then he immediately became attracted to Krishna, and then he left. And then again he became attracted to some other girl. And he removed the eyes. You know? He removed the eyes. And then since then he started going towards Vrindavan. And one small boy, he caught hold of, Baba, where are you going? Said, no, I am going to Vrindavan. Baba, I am also going. You want to come with me? Yeah, yeah, come. So, that small boy is none other than Shyam Sundar. Because this Bilvamangal Thakur, he is such a great devotee of the Lord. You know? Which book he wrote? Huh? What is the meaning of that Krishna Karanamrita? Huh? Whose ears? Krishna's ears. Not for our ears. Krishna? Krishna Karanamrita. He wrote such beautiful poems that is nectar for Krishna's ears. Krishna's ears. So then he took it, said, Baba, Vrindavan aa gaya. So this Bilvamangal Thakur, he was feeling great ecstasy in the company of this boy. Then when he understood that so fast I have reached Vrindavan, he understood that this boy must be, you know, Mera Shyam Sundari hai. So he wanted to catch him. Right? So he ran away. So then Bilvamangal Thakur challenged that you are actually Makan Chor. Right? Chor logon ko kidhar leke jate hai? Huh? हाँ? क्या अंधी कटोरी क्या है? क्या कोटरी क्या अंधेरा लाल कोटरी काल कोटरी हाँ काल कोटरी अवर हृदय इज कंप्लीटली ब्लैक राइट कंप्लीटली ब्लैक सो इज लाइक डार्क प्लेस राइट सो ही सेड वृंद What is the punishment for the thief? Huh? Kaal kotri mein dal dene ka. And you know, anda cell mein dal dene ka. Because you are not only makan chor, you are also chit chor. Krishna is also chit chor. He not only steals the butter of the gopis, but he steals the hearts of his devotees also. So only punishment for devotee for such thieves, what is the punishment? Huh? Mera hriday ka andhakar mein tumko laake bandi bana dunga. Mera hriday mein aapko bandi bana dunga. Aapko himmat hai to, you know, if you have taakat, you know, I challenge you to escape. You escape from my hands, but I challenge you to escape from my heart. You know, where I make you into a bandi. You know, bandi. Bandi bana ke rakha hu aapko. So, Chorashtakam. You know, there is Bilvamangal Thakur wrote one book, Chorashtakam. Like that. So, like that is written. So, that is like that. We all can become devotees. Bilvamangal Thakur is example of Sadhana Siddha, who became a gopi, whatever. Manmana Bhava, Madhbhakta, Madhyaji. Madhyaji means worship me. You know? So if you cannot do this also, come to the temple, worship me, do puja. One devotee, he was narrating that there is one Baba, every day he was doing deity worship. Then every day he would bring, whether summer, winter, weather, whatever, he would go to Yamuna early in the morning, take bath in Yamuna, bring Yamuna water and bathe the Lord with Yamuna water only. One day in Magamas, during winter time, you know, January, December, January, on Amavasya day, he just got up and it was raining heavily. Because there were no stars, he could not figure out what is the time. He just got up. And then he went to Yamuna shivering. You know, but he was very determined. He took bath in Yamuna and he collected water. Then he was thinking, how will I go back? Because he was shivering and then it is raining heavily. Like that. And then meanwhile, one small boy, he was carrying lantern, small lamp. Then he was said, Baba, where you are going? So no, I am like this going. You know, like, come, I am also going that side only. So that boy, he took caught hold of that old man. And then he was having a kambal. You know, he put one kambal above the head of, you know, the devotee. Then he was taking him. Then he was very happy. Then when he reached home, ashram, he thought, I will ask the name of this boy. Then he just turned and he said, what is the name? He saw, there is no boy. Then he understood, oh, mera Gopal hi aaya hai. Like that. If you are very determined in archana, like that. Then Mam Namaskuru. If you cannot do this also, Krishna is saying, anybody who comes and offers obeisances in front of the Lord, right? So it is said in Purana that Dasashvamedhi Punaryeti Janma Krishna Pranami Na Punar Bhavaya. Said, one who has performed 10 Ashvamedha Yajnas, there is a chance that he may take birth again. But anybody who comes inside the Radharas Vihari temple and offers Dandavat Pranam, saying prayer very loudly, Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, he will never take birth again. Sakrita Pranami Krishnasya Matustanyam Pibin Nahi. Anybody who comes to Radharas Vihari temple offers Sashtanga Dandavat Pranam, he doesn't have to drink the breast milk of a woman. That means he doesn't have to take birth again. Satyepi namaskaram kurvataha sharanga dhanvine satajanma jitam papam tat kshanat eva nashyate. Even if somebody comes to the temple and neglectfully offers obeisances to Krishna, offers obeisance to Krishna, such a person, 100 lifetimes of all sinful reactions, they will become destroyed. Right? So that is why we should keep the temple very opulent, clean, so that people should come and offer obeisances. People, you know, we should encourage people to come and take Charanamrit, you know, offer obeisance to the Lord. You know, it is a great. So Manmanabha Madhbhakta, so for this, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Ahamtam Sarupapyabhyo, Mokshayishyami, Mashuchaha. So, this verse requires so much explanation. I will give explanation some other time. It's already 9:30. So, this is how you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? How? By taking shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotee of the Lord. How do you, what is meant by Sarvadharman Parityaja? Hey, we hear, right? What does that mean? Kya karna padta hai? Huh? What you have to do? You gave up. Ek devotee was saying, Sarvadharma, many people, they follow first sentence. Yeah, Bhagavan ne bola Sarvadharman Parityaja, chod diya maine. Right? Chod diya, abhi baad mein kya karega? So, what does it mean? Mamekam Sharanam Raja means? Huh? What you have to do, practical, you know, Prabhupada, Krishna said, jnanam and vijnanam, right? So So how, if I want to follow this verse, what should I do? I have to take sannyas? I have to take sannyas? Because sarva dharman parityajya, right? So Vishwanatha Thakur raises this point. You should not mean the word parityajya means taking sannyas. Taking sannyas means karmatyag, right? Karmatyag. So that means actually why Krishna will tell Arjuna to take sannyas, because Arjuna as a kshatriya is not eligible to take sannyas. Only brahmanas are eligible to take sannyas. So when he is telling all of us this verse, saradharman parityajya, that means it is not taking sannyas. Also he explains that parityajya means we should not think that giving up the fruits of one's karma. That is also not, right? So what does that mean? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja means giving up all kinds of dharma. Like means this varnashrama dharma also you should give up. There are two karmas, nitya karma and naimittika karma. You know what it is? Nitya karma and naimittika karma? Huh? Anybody knows what is nitya karma and what is naimittika karma? Yeah? Mike, do na Mike. Sunday na problem nahi na? Kichdi was a.
Hare Krishna. Nitya karma means soul is eternally related to Krishna, so it's a duty of soul to serve Krishna. And so dharma, that is external, because he has got this body, so he should maintain the body also. He should do some activity by which he can maintain the body.
Naimittika karma means?
Nitya karma, I don't know. So dharma and nitya karma, because body and soul.
You heard this naimittika karma? Nitya karma and naimittika karma, huh? Yeah, very good, very good. So naimittika karma means incidental. Kabhi koi mar gaya, right? Koi mar gaya, you have to do shraddha. It is not nitya karma. Right? Krishna is saying, nitya karma, naimittika karma, varnashrama dharma, anything, whatever dharma you call it, you just give it up. Right? Maam ekam. That means, you karmatyag, jnanatyag, yogatyag, huh? Deva Pujan, right? If I am a surrendered soul, I should not go to Mukteshwar temple and put water during japa time. Right? I see some brahmacharis during japa time, they give up their mala and go to Mukteshwar temple, put water. Right? That karma also you should do, tyaga. That is called mamekam sharanam raja. Right? You just only surrender unto me only. Right? Like Bhakti Purushottama was saying that Krishna is an envious lover. Huh? Envious lover means if a man loves a girl and if she speaks to any other man, he becomes very disturbed. Suspicious, he becomes suspicious. Kyun usse kyun baat kar rahe ho? Right? Like that, if you, right? Even in dharma, this also, Krishna in Dwarka, complete. Right? And Krishna in Mathura, he is more complete. And Krishna in Vrindavan, he is most complete. Right? I'll tell you one joke. You know what is the difference between complete and finished? English grammar. You know? Liar? In England, grammarians, whatever, you know, there is a conference. One Indian gentleman, he defined what is complete and what is finished. Everybody was thinking, all the grammarians are saying, both are same word, complete and finished. But one Indian gentleman, he told, if you are married to a right person, you are complete. If you are married to a wrong person, you are finished. If the right wife catches you with the wrong one, you are completely finished. Side. Anyway, Krishna is in Vrindavan is most complete. Right? Arjuna is only a devotee in Dwarka. So he is only complete. Right? Gopis are the most complete. So for them, there is nobody except Shyam Sundar. That is called Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam. Right? Anukulas, you know, that so Sharanagati means Anukulasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Rakshayati Iti Vishwaso, Goptrutte Varnam Tatha, Atma, what is that? Atma Nikshepa, Karpanya, Shadvida Sharanagati. Accepting favorable situation, rejecting unfavorable situation. Varana means accepting Krishna, only Krishna as the maintainer. I am completely dependent on him. I will be maintained by Krishna alone. That is the feeling of Varana. Rakshayati iti Vishwaso means this faith that Krishna will protect me all the time. So the faith that Gajendra and Draupadi has possessed. Right? Rakshayati iti Vishwaso. Right? That Goptrute Varnam Tata. Then Nikshepa means engaging the grass body, engaging the subtle body, and engaging the soul in the service of Krishna. Karpanya means going in front of the Lord and submitting oneself with great humility. Right? So this is called, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote bhajans according to each. Right? Long time back, I don't know now, His Holiness Bhakti Jhawar Maharaj used to give a seminar on Sharanagati. Even now he gives in Mayapur. Very nice. He used to sing the required bhajan, concerned bhajan, and then he would explain. Manas Deho Geho, Jo Kichimora, like that, or Sharanagati, like that. Right? So this is actually taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So Prabhupada, I will close this lecture by saying, in Ishvapanishad, how do we execute this verse? Sarvadharman Parityaja. Right? Everybody should know, not that taking some danda, it's not Sarvadharman Parityaja. Right? Prabhupada very nicely explained. The spiritual master tells you to chant 16 rounds. If you agree to chant 16 rounds and start 16 rounds, that is called surrender. The spiritual master tells you not to eat any outside food, to take only prasadam. Right? Then you agree that I will not eat any outside food. I will not eat only prasadam. Prabhupada says that is called surrender. Like that spiritual master tells, come for Mangala Arati, you come. Chant. So whatever we are doing, that is called Sharanagati. So Srila Prabhupada has so nicely arranged this system. Just follow this process, you are a completely surrendered soul. Then slowly you will come to the stage of Manmanabha Madbhakto. Then your Prahlad Maharaj is praying, my dear Lord, when will you call me? Right? When will you call me to be your eternal servant? Right? Otherwise now our minds are thinking. Right? When will a beautiful girl will call me? Right? When will I have so many followers? You know, when will I be known as a great preacher, youth preacher? Yeah. When will I have so many thousands of admirers? Right? Right. So this our only goal should be to be eternally situated as a servant of Krishna. Then all these other desires should be gone. Right? Once one person was doing tapasya. Right? Then Brahmaji gave darshan. That man was saying, then he asked, kya chahiye aapko? So that man was saying, Prabhu, system follow kijiye. Kya ho gaya? Pehla manaka ko bhejiye, baad mein aap aaiye. System follow. Vishwamitra boli. So we should keep all those desires in our heart. You know, that I should enjoy this, I should. All these, you know, Labha Puja Pratistha should go. Then if you are a Sharanagat, then you can remember. That is why Prabhupada said, there is no greater devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. You know, Prahlad Maharaj, every fraction of a second, Prabhupada said, nobody could reach that stage of remembrance of Prahlad Maharaj. Constant remembrance. Because it's completely Sharanagat. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your patience. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you were telling that meaning of Prabhupada is someone who has taken shelter to the feet of Krishna. So sometimes devotees also chant Prabhupada, Prabhupada. So is there any meaning of that word, Prabhupada?
Yeah. So we are remembering Prabhupada, pure devotee of the Lord.
No, no. My question is, sometimes devotees also chant Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Ah. So is there any meaning of that word?
So we gave the title, no? So now it became A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, you should not call your spiritual master by his name. You know that? Huh? We should never call spiritual master by his name. So that is why this title is given. Prabhupada, like that. Vishnupad, you know, Shripad, like that.
Prabhuji, I am asking, Prabhupada, I understood that Prabhupada means the title given to spiritual master. I am asking, sometimes devotees also chant Prabhupada.
Oh.
Yeah. So, is there any meaning of that word?
That is wrong. That is wrong. Prabhupada. Okay. Grandharash Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.